This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to the people. We've got some football coming up for you in a little bit, but the Bregman saga is over. I'm glad. I know, Rico, you're glad. I'm relieved. 6 at 170, I wouldn't have been happy today. I can't lie to you. And I think it's really about what they do next. So they tried, but my problem is they put all their eggs in the basket of somebody who I think pretty clearly didn't want to be here. I mean, you made a 6-year commitment to a player who I think smart baseball people would have said 4 is where they would have been at. And again, he's not Mike Schmidt. This is the guy's made an all-star team twice. Calm down. He's a good baseball player, but I'll move forward as long as they deploy that money. Now, does it mean you trade for Arenado? Would Arenado come here? There's been mixed reviews about what his trade list is and is not. Do you just go with a Vierling, Jace Young platoon? Get yourself into June, as you said, Rico, and then see? Probably, but if they're willing to spend, I can work my way through. I just can't for the life of me figure out why they didn't get a legitimate right-handed bat in here. That is the one thing I can't figure out. The Gleyber Torres thing is not the answer. So it's just bizarre to me that they could have added that bat at any point in the offseason, didn't, waited for Bregman. It seemed like this was the guy, and they didn't get him. Now, I'm not mad that they didn't get him. I'm mad that if this was their only right-handed bat they were into, that's faulty logic.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. It is head-scratching, but you know what? Scott Harris gets a chance to really show what he's worth, especially if this team is competitive. At the trade deadline, like I said, around June, you can now go out there and find that right-handed bat. Maybe a right-handed bat who's also a third baseman or a position of need, and help this team out and really try to build on what you did last season. Because I still think it was almost a tale of two teams. It was the first 120 games, and then it was the last 40-some games. And we still remember the last games, but this team wasn't that great in the first 120 games. So I do think that they are really trying to, they want to let some of the guys in the farm system develop and get up here. And maybe that was the reason why they didn't feel that pressing to go get that bat, because you said it before, Mike, they still feel like they're a year away from really being competitive.
100%. That's what it feels like. But
looks like, seems like.
It sounds like. Let's go to people. Jake's in Detroit. He's up next. Jake, what's going on, bud?
Mike, Rico, how we doing?
Good, pal. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on. So here's my take with the Bregman situation. I wanted Bregman. I wanted him bad, probably more than most people, definitely more than the group chat that I'm in, for sure, with my buddies. I think that he added a lot more value to this team than just his glove and bat alone. Personally, and I don't want to get caught up in this too much, I don't even think you can put his name in the same sentence with Javier Baez. I think Baez is a poison to this team that Bregman would never be, but that's beside the point. Here's my thing. With Colt Keith, with his first year at first base here, I think that adds even more value to getting somebody at third base who we can rely on. This whole Vierling, Jace Young thing, I don't think that's the route to go. We've been experimenting at third base since Brandon Inge. We haven't had a real third baseman since Brandon Inge. We're talking over a decade. So that's really why I wanted Bregman here. So now I'm on the Arenado train for sure. Make a trade. We have an influx of pitching. Even if Casey Mize doesn't make the rotation, there's not enough room in our bullpen. We got guys that people forget about from last year. Brendan Hanafy, guys people are literally forgetting about that are really good. There's not going to be enough room in our bullpen for guys who don't make the pitching rotation. Now, this whole Alex Cobb thing probably changes things around. Mm-hmm. But we have the ability to make a trade without giving up Job, without giving up Clark, without giving up McGonigal. And to me, it's more of getting the glove at third base than it is so much the bat. That's really why I wanted Bregman. And Bregman obviously gives you some bat, too. So, I mean, go make a deal. Mike, you're talking like the offseason's over with. I think we were all just waiting to see what happened here with Bregman. Obviously, Harris wanted him, but now he's talked about it. We can make a trade. We have that ability. Go get Arenado, sure up the infield, because you go off a season like we just had, and you have an infield of Vierling / Young and Colt Keith on the corners. We need an upgrade there, and I don't want to wait to the trade deadline and like we did last year, and you saw what our record was. I don't want to have to hope that we have that same magic happen again. Go get somebody. We have one missing piece, in my opinion. Go get somebody at the hot corner who's reliable.
There's no argument. I mean, Jake, bottom line, the offseason is over. Outside of a trade or you're signing Whit Merrifield. And you can't sign Justin Turner. He can't play the field anymore. So you're third.
Go get Arenado.
Right, but the guy's got to approve the deal.
Right. I get that.
If he doesn't want to be here the way that...
People don't see it coming. There's guys out there. Scott Harris, we might not know this because we're not maybe within the Tigers organization, but Scott Harris is talking. He knows all the GMs. There's guys out there who teams might be looking to trade that we don't know about yet. And we might be surprised when we see the trade happen. I'm just saying.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I would love to be surprised. I would love to see a trade. I mean, Jake, I'm not fighting on anything, but you're like apoplectic about this. Like, I'm not fighting you. I don't know what your deal is. I agree with you. He's passionate.
I've just been really worked up. I'm not upset. I've just been worked up because I feel like people underappreciated the value that Bregman would have brought to this team. And I've just been listening to calls for the past few weeks and people comparing him to Javier Baez. and this.
No, what the Baez comparison is, look, let me explain this. It is not this vis-a-vis that he's going to fall off the cliff and be a minus two war guy and have the worst OPS in history. Baez becomes an adjective to describe something. It becomes, I don't want another Baez deal. Meaning, if I pay this man, and for the last 3 years of the deal, I don't want to play you, but I have to. No one is saying that Bregman would come here and be a disaster day one. But when Fangraphs, and Jake, you sound like the type of guy who likes baseball and you're kind of into it. When Fangraphs tells you that by the third year of this deal, this guy's going to be hitting in the 230s, not produce really much more than 15 home run power, and be a one war player, that's why we say Baez. Mm-hmm. Now, if the Sox pay him 40 a year and he bombs out, and he gives them 2 good years and is god-awful in the third, that's a win, even at the terrible AAV. But when you pay him for 6, you're stuck.
Right, and you watch the numbers allegedly go down each year. Yeah, by year 3 and year 4, you're just like, and we still have 2 more years of this. Just like yesterday, we were talking about, you know, would you be happy if Javi made the team? Like, yeah, because technically he's still under contract. They still have to pay him. Still owe him about $100 million. So, yeah, you don't want to go through that again, especially because you're so close to exercising yourself from the contract that is Javi Baez. You don't want to enter into a brand new one.
And also, as far as, you know, getting bent out of shape about the Arenado thing, again, I don't know, man. Call Nolan. He's got to approve the deal. What do you want me to do over here? Go to Jake, 97.1. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Mike. Here's my thought on the offseason.
Yeah.
I was completely anti-Bregman at the start of the offseason and slightly became indifferent towards the situation. I couldn't care really about, you know, 170. I would have been okay with it because I think that Bregman does raise the floor of this team. However, he's not the guy that puts you over the top. He's not an elite third baseman, might be the 5th, 6th best third baseman in the league. Next 2 years, let's say. I wanted Christian Walker. I'm with you about getting that right-handed bat, and they put all their eggs in one basket with this Bregman thing. I would have liked Christian Walker. I think he can give you some pop. He can give you
gap-to-gap
power.
They didn't.
But I'm thinking that, like, Scott looked into these things. There was 2 major right-handed bats other than Bregman that the Tigers could have looked into, and they were Walker and Alonso. I think that the Tigers think they like what they have going at first base, whether it's a Colt Keith and a Justin Henry Molloy platoon.
Yeah.
We'll see, but I think that they like one of those guys.
Well, then that takes those two off the board. Fine enough. Well, now you end up in a space. Look, the second base thing, it's whatever. I mean, I can't fix it. It's Glaber for the year. McGonagall, you hope will be a shortstop. Great, but that's years plural away to where you're going to get prime production. It's still a faulty mindset to do this where I don't want to block people. So to your point, the only right-handed bats are blocked by Colt Keith. If you could have got Pete Alonso on a 3-year term, and that guy, the way he hits with that type of power, I consider the ballpark way less. Jake, you probably do it. But they decided against it because maybe they thought they could get Bregman. Well, they were wrong. And frankly, with the price they were willing to pay, it was wrong. 6 at 170 for a guy I have concerns about past 2 years? I can't do that. I can't.
As a fan, I really like the contract. I'd be indifferent towards. I know it would age horribly. But as a GM, I think it's a GM or an owner or a coach, whatever. If I was involved in the organization or in baseball, I would be on the exact same thought process as you. I would say it's a terrible deal. My problem is here, I think with the third base, you're going to have to see what Young is. He's the 6th ranked third base prospect on MLB Pipeline. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like what I saw from him last year.
No.
But he did have wrist surgery, apparently. You know,
look, now's the time. You got to play him. You just, I'm with you now, Jake. Because if Bregman's not here, and unless you bring in somebody like an Arenado, you play Jace Young until the wheels fall off. You give him 200 at bats at the start of the year, and if he
see what you got.
You have to. What choice now? We're stuck. 248-539-9797.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.